Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Cheryl Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Cheryl Clark.
Well, welcome to another great episode of the Inner Discovery Hour with Greg and Cheryl. Without further ado, we won't linger on too long. Of course, this the voice that you're hearing is Gregory Clark Sr., and I'm introducing some and present to others, Cheryl Clark.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show this evening. We are jam-packed and ready for getting into marching in with success, and we are loving that you are here. If you want to connect with us, you can call us at 347-996-3160. That's 347-996-3160. Here at the Couple Motivators, we are getting some things in the back burner ready for you in the next couple of weeks and days and coming down to that pipeline.
That's very true. And also, if you haven't done so already, you should take the opportunity to go like our Facebook page at facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. So if you're already on Facebook, simply just throw in the search engine, The Couple Motivators, and you should be able to see our symbol that's on our shirts pop up and like the page so you can comment. We put videos up. We put little excerpts up. And we just make it a very interactive experience that you can be a part of. So remember, facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. You're already on Facebook. Simply type in the search engine, The Couple Motivators, and we will pop up. So without further ado, we're already going to jump into our part two of what we're taking care of this month. We know that March has 5 Mondays this particular year, and so we decided to dedicate this whole month into showing ways that you can allow yourself to move towards that success, marching towards your success, that you have the ability to do so. And last week we dealt with the first two, and now we're on numbers 3 and 4, and I know Cheryl was ready because she got her notes. We're ready to jump right in and share about confidence, which is number 3.
Yeah, but I do want to start off with a quote. When the leader lacks confidence, the followers lack commitment.
Ooh.
And that's a quote by John Maxwell, and I want to start off with that quote. Confidence is one of those things that is needful in leadership. And here in The Couple Motivators, we talk a lot about how you can basically get to finding that thing that is missing. And one thing that we talk about is confidence. Mm. There's a lot of I don't know if we should do confidence first or going into the second one. We'll jump around. We'll go to the second one. But confidence is one of those things that that is we should hone in on in the leadership ability. Because if you are lacking confidence, the people are not going to commit to you. Because one thing that you can say is that someone that is confident has this faith in them that they can do it. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what they think of you or what you think of them. They have this thing in them that is pushing them to the next level that I can do this. It doesn't matter what the next person says. They have this confidence. What do you want to say about that, Greg?
Well, one of the things that confidence and the reason why confidence is number 3 in the whole gamut is for the standpoint of what Cheryl has just stated. Without confidence, see, confidence can turn into arrogance, but at the same time, confidence is needed to be one of your foundational tools. In order for you to be effective in anything, if you're talking about you wish to accomplish your degree, if you wish to jump into a career, if you wish to do a lot of different things that allows confidence to be in your forefront, you need confidence. See, the one thing about it is, if I'm dealing with someone and they got their head down, they're looking to the side and they're mumbling to themselves, Number one, one of two things that's already starting to show me is that they don't have the ability to understand what they're sharing. So if they don't have the ability to understand what they're sharing, what is it that I'm going to glean from them? Pretty much nothing. And it's not saying that anyone does not have anything to say. So your confidence level comes in the way of your demeanor. It comes in the aura that's emanating from you. It comes from the standpoint of you being prepared. Confidence is also being prepared. And if you are prepared, then you're confident enough to share the information that you're dealing with. You could be in a business meeting. You could be dealing with your partner or your spouse in reference to things around the house. If you don't show a level of confidence, there's a way that I can approach my wife. If I'm approaching my wife and we're talking about a particular avenue, or if we're saying we're talking about moving, and if I come to her, well, I don't know, and I think, and this, she's not confident in what I'm saying. She shouldn't have confidence in what I'm saying, because I don't. So that's why confidence is a key that builds off of the first 2 points from last week, because now as we're moving in these evolutionary steps till we get to number 10, which will be towards the end of the month, but as we move along in these steps, you start to see that in order for you to be effective, you have to exude a level of confidence, and that starts within your self-esteem. So it works hand in hand that your confident level will show if people are going to respect you and listen to you, and not only that, will they follow you?
Yeah, and also I wanted to say that self-confidence also brings on to other, give confidence to other people. So like just what Greg said, if he didn't come to me confident about moving, how is that going to look? How am I going to follow him and he knows he's not even confident about the plan? So that thing is right there, what you have in your in something that's instilled inside you. Confidence is something that will bring you to the next level in what you want to do. And then also another thing is that when Obama came in, when President Obama was doing his campaign, his thing was, yes, I can. The confidence level of saying, yes, I can, got him into the presidency. When people didn't think that he could, he knew he can. There was something about what his plan was to get him to the next level of that confidence. Now, confidence doesn't just happen. Mm. It doesn't just happen. I think of a story when you talk about confidence, and you have to think about joining with people like minds. And then when you join with people that is confident, and then in leadership, it's a very important thing for that leader to be confident. Hmm. Because how are you going to lead? How do you lead your family? How do you lead someone? How could you lead a whole group of people, a clientele, anything like that, when you're not secure and you're not confident in what you're doing and what you're presenting? So you have to be confident in that. That is a key factor into making it and being successful. What this is all about is how do you make it? How do you become successful? What do successful people do? What is that? What is their areas of beginning that? In the beginning stages is just having that confidence and resting in the fact of I can do it. I know that I can. Confidence is a huge asset that you can have. It's something that you can put in your repertoire of learning how to do that. Now, how do you say, how do I get confidence? And this is something that is like we're not, like I said, we're not born with it. Some people feel that they are. But it's how you, as parents, and we're parents of children, mm-hmm. and how you talk to yourself, how you talk to your children, how you actions every single day shows, do you have confidence in you, in yourself? Because confidence doesn't work from the outside in. It works from the inside out. So if you are a leader and you're not confident in what you're saying, then how are people going to follow you? And if they follow you, where are they going to be led to? Because it also when – think about a teaching that I heard that the people can only go as far as the leader can take them. So if you are a six, how are you expecting the people to reach that six if you're only if you're a six and you wanted them to reach up to the six and you want them to get to the top, get to the top, get to the top, and get to the top, or if your thing is only leading right there, how are you going to get to the, I'm doing it with my hands over those who are on the phone that can't see me, but I'm doing a demonstration that you have a lid. And what is that lid? You are the top of that lid. Now, you want the people to rise up. You want the people to rise up. How do you rise that up? Well, confidence. There's something that is there's this little inert thing in you that pushes you to go to that next level. And we have some spiritual principles that lead us there, that what we're going to share with you later on in regards to confidence. Okay?
Well, one of the things that you have to understand, as Cheryl was talking about certain lids and levels, for anyone who desires to see themselves in some level of leading people, leading an enterprise, leading, seeing yourself move from small business to a global brand, or even for ourselves, seeing ourselves to move a couple motivators from one particular level to the next step and keep building on it and scaffolding and keep moving towards it, you have to keep learning. You have to keep experiencing. You have to keep doing things that may not necessarily are comfortable. And comfortability will help you to confidence. Why? Because if you can experience things that may not be exactly the way that it's not handed to you on a silver platter, it's not handed to you in a way where, you know, you had everyone clean it up and now you're just ready to present it. No. Sometimes, like I said a couple of weeks ago, sometimes you got to get your hand dirty. Sometimes you got to come up and you end up with scars, and people look at stuff with scars. Even I can even look at myself today. Today I had an appointment to go somewhere, and I slipped on ice. But the thing that made me laugh when I slipped on the ice I fell. But But what made me laugh, and the people around me who saw me slip, and they saw what happened, because, you know, now at the time of this taping, you know, things are starting to melt. We're starting to move towards springtime now, as we said, we are in March. But anyway, stay on point. They looked at me and they saw that I was confident in the fact that it wasn't that I was slipping because I didn't have any bearing of myself. I had enough confidence in myself and ability to laugh to say, you know what? This is just part of the plan, part of the universe. I'm not sitting here getting all riled up and upset by it. I'm confident enough to say, okay, now what was I supposed to learn from this little passage of ice? Now, if you can take things like that and allow yourself to keep elevating your mind spiritually, emotionally, functionally, and even physically taking care of your temple, then you start to migrate to different levels. So the lids and the levels that Cheryl was alluding to, most leaders to keep learning. That's part of your confidence level. If you stay stuck, and it's not about the KISS syndrome, where they say KISS is an acronym for keep it simple, stupid. But no, we don't, and it's not about stupid as in someone who's slow, but it's just you keep things to a point where it's manageable, that you can share it, and you're not trying to go over everyone's head. But if a leader who considers themselves to be leading is not actualizing themselves to continue to feed and manifest the thoughts, manifest the information that they can turn around and share, then that's somebody that you should not be following. Because in order to lead, you have to be continually followed. Someone. It may seem like we're not following someone, but believe you me, we're following in the footsteps of others. We're following, we're allowing ourselves to be mentored by certain things, and you have different mentors for different things. And we had different mentors in our past that were there for that season, who are part of our DNA structure now. But then you have to evolve and to move on and to move forward and to grow and to aspire and to inspire. And that's confidence. Confidence is allowing yourself to say, you know what? Other people may not see it, but I know what I'm doing. Other people may not understand it, and it's not for them to understand. That's confidence. Confidence is shaken when someone can come to you and say, you know what? A lot of people ain't doing stuff like that. Why are you doing that? And then all of a sudden that changes your whole alleged plan, then you were never confident in your plan from the jump. That's why we talked about it in previous weeks. And I know we'll probably go real in-depth during the month, but there's no such thing as a plan A, plan B. You have a plan. There's going to be different stuff that's going on. And as you navigate those tributaries, that's your confidence. this thing's going to happen. It's on the ground. What does that mean? Was that supposed to stop my day? No. Dust yourself off, wash your hands, keep it moving. You continue to move on. You continue to navigate to where you need to go. You don't let that stop you. That doesn't become the stumbling block to say, oh, because of this happening, so I couldn't do this. No. You're stopping yourself because you weren't confident in your ability or confident in what you were sharing. So as we are building up other leaders to work with us, we are continually learning here at the Couple Motivators. And one of the things that Cheryl has shared and said that things that are in the pipeline for the beginning of April, you know, we're looking for like-minded individuals. You wouldn't be hearing us. You wouldn't be sharing. You wouldn't be interacting with us if there wasn't something in you that we can help spark. It's something in you that we can help grow you up in. And that's what the Couple Motivators are for. And yes, we are confident of. For me, to express myself, to feel happy about who I am and how I deliver myself and how I'm sharing and how I'm interacting with my wife, I'm willing to put that out for the public, you better be confident. Because if you're doing it from a standpoint of, oh, my God, I don't know why that went out there. Look, there are days my wife will say, Greg, you were something tonight. And the first thing is, that's going up. She look at me like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're putting that up? Yeah, I'm putting that up. Because why? I'm confident and I understand the full vision of what we're doing. We're here to bring people to that maturation level. And see, as we bring these 10 different ways, we're also here to show how we're actualizing them as well. We can't share some if we're not implementing. And that's another level of confidence. If someone is telling you to do something that they can't do or readily can do or at least not aspiring themselves to learn to do, then you need to question what they're asking you. Because any true leader wants to know what's going on. They have the confidence to say, you know, I may not master it, but at least I want to understand it. So if something goes wrong, at least I can address it. And that's a leader, and that builds off your confidence.
So just wanted to recap about confidence. Confidence is something that you should be given to other people. People that are in leadership are watching you.
Mm.
So that means that you can teach someone confidence. And how you teach someone confidence is when you go through your storm. What is it that you're going to do through that storm? What is it? Are you really saying that Sasha, I'm talking to coaches, I'm talking to teachers, I'm talking to leaders, I'm talking to speakers, I'm talking to authors, I'm talking about anything that you wanted to do. I'm talking about what are you saying to the people? Are you talking? You ever notice why people say, why are they following them? Mm-hmm. Because their confidence level is something that they have something inside of them, which we're going to go into next, is that they are non-negotiable, don't stop, they keep going. Their confidence level is like to the roof that they can do it, and it doesn't matter who tells them no. They don't have a stop button. They don't have a pause button. And I remember when I'm going to tell a short little story about when we started in business. When we started in business together, I took the reins with Greg was still working, you believe in the banking, or if you were working,
working.
The banking system.
It is working.
And from a 9 to 5. And I was raising the children and started the daycare facility. And the thing is, some people didn't think I was going to do it. And when I had to leave that job, they were looking at me like, you're going to leave a great job with benefits.
Security.
You have benefits. You have security. You have insurance.
Union.
You had insurance. You had all this stuff to pigeon-toe me into something that would have not blossomed into what it is today. So the confidence is that I sat at my desk, pregnant. I was 8-9 months pregnant. I worked at a library where I got all the information that I needed. Mm-hmm. I read during the time I was at the desk. I read, and I did my business plan sitting at the job. And they were always like, Cheryl, what are you doing? Because they didn't know I was going to put my resignation in. When I went on disability for my daughter, after disability was gone, I was not going to return. And I had a talk with my husband, and I knew that I was going to open up this daycare facility. And what it has turned into today is something that's amazing. It has, we had not one, but two facilities. And that's the thing is that you got to do, when somebody thinks you're crazy, when somebody thinks like, how is she going to go out, and this, I was on my third child, how is she going to do this? How is she not going to not have life, have insurance? How is she not going to not have anything for her and her family? And my husband's job, I think it was on my health insurance. It was just because I was working for the city. So, you know, working for the city, that was it. You know, you can benefit with benefits. You can retire. That's it. That's it. So they were looking at me like I was crazy. Why would she leave the security? Because I had the confidence in myself to say, this is not me. I'm going to take that leap of faith. And this is sometimes where we have to bring in our spiritual principles. Now, sometimes you got to take that leap of faith and know that you know that you know that this is something that this is that you just got to do. And did it pay off? Absolutely. Are we gleaming from it today? Absolutely. But it's something that you got to know that you know that you know. The confidence, and people look at me today and say, I ran into an ex-coworker, and it was like, Cheryl, how are you? I said, I am fabulous. We have six children, married, and we're doing well. And she said, you know what? I admire you for doing that. I admire you for going out, finding the confidence to do that, because I'm still at the library. And they're thinking about, phasing out our position where I used to go. And it's amazing, because guess what? In my own business, I was afforded the opportunity to go back to school, because in your own business, you make your own time. I went back to school, got my degree. I'm a marriage and family therapist. My husband was able to go back to his get his degree. There's things that you can now carve out your own time to do what you got to do when you have the confidence to do it. So with that being said, we're going to move right into the next one, which is all about finding your purpose. Finding your purpose. Did you want to say something before I go into that?
Well, one of the things that before Cheryl jumps into number four, is that your confidence level will only beget where your dreams are.
Mm.
So if your dreams are just to be in the 9-to-5, and if you think that's where your end-all, be-all is, we're not here to knock that. What we're here to express to you is that everyone's lineage, everyone's dream, everyone's drive is different. She had a particular drive at one point when she decided that she wanted to start this daycare. And then I came in on the back end, helped finance certain things, and then it flourished. At the same time, there are certain dreams, and I have a certain level of drive. And see, part of that drive also goes inertly. What's that light that's resonating inside of you? And so that confidence level, as we're about to migrate to number four, that confidence level is also based upon what is within you. What is in your subconscious? What is it that you see yourself doing? And if you see yourself doing great things, that means you have tapped into something into the universe that's telling you that you should accomplish that. And let no man or woman tell you you can't do it.
Absolutely.
Number four.
Well, I want to start off again with another quote from another great man, Steve Jobs.
Mm.
One of his great speeches before he passed away, he said, you've got to find what you love and don't settle. You've got to find what you love and
speech
don't.
He did at Stanford.
Yes, that's the famous speech that he did. So this one we move into is finding your purpose. And how do you find your purpose? People stay with this. How, you know, what am I supposed to do? They always ask this question, how am I supposed to move? How am I supposed to go? And the one thing we want to talk about is when you listen to successful people, because this is what it's about, you're discovering there's a common thing that goes, a theme that happens with the successful people. They know that their purpose gives them stability.
Can I just interject real quick? There was a recent study, and I want Cheryl to hold her thought and continue this, but I just had to interject this small point. There has been a study that scientifically proven, as they've been checking, you know, people's auras and their whole thing with their brain patterns and stuff like that, there are a difference between entrepreneurs and employees.
Absolutely.
There's something in entrepreneurs who the way that they migrate and move, and then you look at someone who has, as Cheryl said, Cheryl moved from being an employee to an entrepreneur. See, entrepreneur means you have control of your destiny. You are shaping your destiny. I am shaping my destiny as an entrepreneur. We, every day, we don't punch a clock. There are days my wife wants me to come into my bed, and she'll see me on this computer, and she'll look at me like, honey, come to bed. And then she'll look over and she'll say, oh, he's doing something again. He's working on something. And that is about knowing my purpose, knowing the end game, knowing the goal. No one's going to do this for us if we don't
That's true.
So I just had to interject that to let you know is that if you are an employee right now, that's fine. But if you see yourself leading or if you see yourself in business, then you have to start vibrating at a different tone because, believe you me, once you become an entrepreneur, there's no safety net. There are days when we and I love it. There's a part of me that actually loves it because you know why? There's something about having some level of control over your destiny that's just freeing.
Yes, absolutely. That's great.
That's just freeing. I don't sit there and be like, okay.
It's true because we booked our vacation.
Yeah, there's something about that's just freeing. There are days when me and my wife interact like, oh, should we get a position here? And it's like, yeah, we could do that, but then it's going to take away time that we can invest over here and this, that, and third. And we've gotten to the point where I can say that we have mastered certain ways to navigate. And that's part of understanding and establishing your purpose and working within our goals. So now that we've done that, once your mind has been expanded, you can't go backwards. You can't be an entrepreneur, especially Cheryl's been an entrepreneur now, even though she has a position, which she loves, which she services people. But all that is really preparing her for another business down the road. But while she's doing this, she's learning, she's gleaming, she's getting experience, she's understanding how to navigate this arc of the plan, of the overall plan. They didn't say the plan changed because you're still teaching. You're still giving. You're still sharing that light that's emanating from you. So when you can establish your purpose and understand what your purpose is, you're going to have many things. Like I have 10 fingers. For those who you may not hear us on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm putting my fingers up. As I have 10 fingers, they're all going in different directions, but they're still part of one hand or two hands. So they're still part of the same goal to accomplish something. So especially when you're dealing with establishing, and I'm sorry I went a little long, but it's especially when you understand about establishing your purpose, never allow yourself to be pulled away from what it is. There are times we can be on vacation. She'll have her laptop out. I'll have my laptop out. She's like, what are you doing? I had an idea. I got to jot this down. I want to manage. There's certain things that's part of the plan. It's always going. It doesn't shut off. It doesn't turn off. And for those of you who aspire to be entrepreneurs, believe you me, once you get used to it, you see how freeing it becomes. I'm sorry.
That's great. Because right now we're going to go back and forth with each other right now. Because I just wanted to let you know the confidence level is ties into finding your purpose. And what does that mean? Because confidence based upon the knowledge of your purpose.
Mm.
So what highly successful people, what they do is they discover what and why am I on this earth? So once you get that, and people are always saying, why? What is my purpose? How did you find out this is your purpose? So one thing you can do is passion. Passion, what is your passion? We always say our passion is to motivate people. And I think we found out there's two ways that you can find your purpose of passion. So if you want to write this down, this is a really good thing if you're struggling with your purpose.
Mm.
The first thing is you're passionate. What are you passionate about? Ask yourself, what am I passionate about? What do you care about? What do you live for? What do you die for? Mm. Those are the things I want you to understand about passion. Because passion is something that is 100% foolproof. So what happens is that passion is a wonderful thing, but you have to know it's something that's called deep down in your gut, that motivation to doing that. That is called passion.
Your passion is where your wealth lies. Your passion is something that you would do even if you weren't getting paid for it. If that is your passion and you focus your goals on really fine-tuning what it is, that gift that the universe has placed within inside of you for you to share to others, that passion will turn around and pay you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because successful people, they never know, the successful people, they are like the energizing bunny. Just like what Greg said, when you are in your passion, you're like the energizer bunny. You cannot stop and nobody can stop you. You become like the Obama team, just like we just said. Yes, I can. Why can I? Because he's built on confidence. I know I can. I got my passion. My passion is to be president. I got this. Don't worry about it. I got this, because yes, I can. And he did. He became our first African-American president of the United States. He had the confidence to push him. That's the platform he stood on, was the confidence. He found out his passion. Oh, okay, I think I need to be a president of the United States. Okay, well, let me go on that. So then he pushed himself in that area, and he became the president of the United States with his team of saying, yes,
not
I can.
Not to interrupt you. And also, he orchestrated a great plan by utilizing he had strategists with him. See, that's where, and see, that we're going to go into that in future. But when you start breaking down how your plan is going to be actualized, we can't do every single part of our plan.
That's good.
As Cheryl stated, we have people working with us,
uh-huh,
working for us to do certain things that allow us,
mm-hmm,
to do what we need to do. So please don't sit here. That's another. I'm not interjecting because she has some great nuggets that's there. But I just want you to know that, especially those who are aspiring entrepreneurs, I want you to understand. Before you start talking about, oh, I'm going to hire this one, hire that one, you're going to be the CEO, CFO, mailroom clerk. You're going to be the cook. You're going to be the janitor. You're going to be everything under the sun until you get that thing to the point where it needs to be. Like how Cheryl said, we got six kids. We got kids who are of age who are legally can assist, and they get their little stipend or whatever, but all hands on deck. If you're being blessed by the tentacles, you need to give back some of your time. You can't sit there and just think that as an entrepreneur you're gonna just have this grand idea. You're gonna sit on your hand, I'm gonna establish this goal and that's it, boy. The universe gave it to me in my mind. I'm going to sit down, and 10 days later, I'm going to be sitting high on the hog. No. Let us be the first one to let you know, especially how Cheryl is going through this great information in reference to how to establish and to really propagate your goal. You are going to work like never before.
Absolutely. Because what happens is with successful people, when they start moving into their passion, they find that you're going to find this is why we said the motivation. They're living with motivation that they can do this, or standing on confidence. So if you are moving in your passion, they are not lacking motivation, and they're not lacking confidence, because they go hand in hand. And we're also with successful people, they don't get, they love the journey, because they love, they faint not doing this, because they understand they are confident in what they're doing, because they found their person, their purpose. They don't get tired of their purpose.
You know what, and Cheryl just shared with you that I'm just interject with this quick little point. Fear kills.
Mm.
Fear kills.
But fear is an emotion.
No, I just want to break it down. The reason why I said fear kills, and it can kill dreams. Mm-hmm. It can kill plans. As she said, it's an emotion. Now, I'm not saying that fear can kill if you allow fear to get into control.
Yeah.
Fear allows you to say, you know what, you either can face it and allow the courage to come up to say, you know what, I'm going to steadfastly go forward, or you can, they said I can't do it, so I won't. That's when I said fear can kill, and never allow fear to kill your dreams.
Yeah, fear is something that we're going to go down in the next one, next couple of ones that we're going to talk about, because fear is a biggie. If you don't learn how to ride, fear is it's a natural emotion that you need to learn how to ride through it, because when you resist the fear, the fear takes over, and that's how it can kill your purpose and your dream in you. So we're definitely going to go, that's a whole segment in itself. But the other thing that we wanted to continue on with, I have to warn you about your passion. I want to do this warning, the CSA. Let me do some warning sign. Now, people can be very passionate about things like singing, dancing, basketball, football. I like my husband's a football coach. And there's certain things that we know that, and we say, like how the mother's saying, just, oh, baby, bless their heart, Lord, the tribe, bless them, baby, bless their heart.
We when know they there, can't sing.
We know they can't sing, Lord, but bless them, Lord, bless them. Oh, Lord, bless them. So we know that. If you've been in the church long enough, oh, Lord, bless them. So, and every week they go up there and they try to sing, or every week they try to go in there and do like a tackle or whatever. I'm going back to football because Greg is a football coach. And the thing is that the person goes up there to do a dance or a song or whatever, and everybody is subjected to this. But they're passionate about it. So here's the warning. Everybody except that person knows that they're not good at it. So your passion can get you but so far. So I want you to know is that you have to realize when something as a passion for you may not be the thing that's guaranteed to get you where you need to go. So that's a PSA warning. So going into that, and what do I mean by that, Cheryl? I'm not here to be a dream killer. However, we need to learn this. And when we go into the second thing of how you could do it, when you're in passion, that's great that you have a passion that you're passionate for and you could do that. And this is something that you're going in synergy with. But operating in your strengths is what you need to jot down into finding your purpose. If finding your purpose, you can't get it through your passion, it's something that finding your purpose through your strength. What do we mean by that? So you got to ask yourself a couple of questions, just like you ask yourself a couple of questions about your passion. You're going to ask yourself this. What do I do well? What are my strengths? What are my gifts? What are my talents? And what unique thing sets you aside from someone else? Not a copycat, but what is the unique thing that sets you aside?
I can't just copy somebody?
No. Well, you're not going to get very far. You're not going to be a success. Not if you're a copycat. Because everyone has that.
I can't be a Xerox copy. I can't just take someone's blueprint and just say, you know what? Their blueprint for success, I'm just going to follow it. And then as I follow it, it's going to take me. Cheryl's absolutely right. Everything that comes for you has to be done by you in some actualized level. I don't care what vibration that you're moving in or navigating through, regardless if you're a therapist or a teacher, a coach, a cook, priest, doctor, lawyer, whatever it is, there better be that light that's emanating inside of you. That allows that passion to come up to say, you know, there's a reason why I became a doctor. There's a reason why I became a lawyer. There's a reason why she became a therapist. There's a reason why I became a teacher. There's a reason why that we love to give our time. Because you know why? Know why we can give our time? And I'm going to hit you with this nugget. I'm going to throw it right back to Charlotte. The reason why we can give our time because we control it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I'm going to leave that alone. For some of y'all, it's going to hit you. And some people are going to be like, wait a minute, what did he mean by that? See, the reason why we can give our time is because we control our time. And by having the ability to control our time, that means we manifest destiny for ourselves. So no one's punching in our clock for us to say, oh, you can't do this, or you can't go here, you can't do that. So by being able to be having some level of control of the path, then you have the ability to navigate and migrate what it is that you want to give as being a part of establishing your goal.
All right, so one thing you cannot be successful in doing, things that you don't like.
Mm.
So one thing you have to be successful in doing is doing stuff that you do well. So this is the strength that we're talking about. There are many pitfalls that some people go through because they're doing something that they don't like and that you can't be successful. So what happens with that? People don't pay attention to average.
Ooh, say that again.
People do not pay attention to average.
Did y'all get that?
So you can't be successful being an average and a copycat.
Ooh.
The spotlight will never, ever shine on you. So if you just want to be average, you can't really help anybody with just being average. So because people don't really, it's statistically shown, people don't really pay attention to average people. So if you're average, and I'm not saying anything, is if that's what you want to be, but if you want to be highly successful, you got to get up an average category. Because average, you'll just have an average business, an average career, an average life, and you're just not making any difference.
Can I just interject real quick?
Average doesn't make a difference.
You are extraordinary.
That's a good word.
You are an overcomer. You are above average, moving towards excellence.
That's great.
The reason why I can say that is, in order for you to be listening to us right now, or even viewing us on this video, you are probably one in a million to one in a billion. In order for your body, for this temple to be here, to be able to receive us either via your eyes or your ears, you are never meant to be average. People have allowed themselves to be average. Now, when you make the choice to say, you know what, as Cheryl just stated, that you're not going to navigate at that vibration where the herd is here, and you want to navigate up here,
mm-hmm.
that's when you start to change the vibration within yourself. And once you change that vibration, you'll understand, and you'll start to come to your realization that you're not average.
That's great. So I heard this, and this changed my life, and I think it's the way Greg and I live our life. We live in a type of way that it made me the way we operate with our children, the way we operate with our clients, the way we even operate with how we live. Stop working in your weakness. Stop working in your weakness. This is going to help somebody out there, because if you're looking for your purpose, and what do you mean by that? So this may go against everything you believe about weakness. Now, I know that I'm going to find some resistance here.
Mm.
However, if you can just open your heart and your mind to hear this and just consider something new and walking into something new, you may just find your purpose today. From this moment on, stop working in your weakness. And this is what I'm going to tell you. It's very simple, and it's because if you work in your if you work in your weakness, that means that you're working from a weak place. Okay? So just like people can't can't dance or play football or can't sing, I want to tell you, quit doing something that you're not good at.
Have enough sense to hire someone to do it for you.
So, however, how our education, I'm just going to say a little thing, how our education is set up is that when we, like for me, if you're not good, and Greg is a teacher, so if a student gets a D in English, right? But if a student gets a D in English and has an A in math, what that teacher will say is, everybody knows in unison, you got to work on English. You got to bring that English grade up, right? I'm going to tell you, that is a blessing in disguise. Because guess what you know? You know that you're not going to be working with words or anything like that. You're a mathematician. Your whole thing is your strength lies in your math.
Mm.
Your strength lies in your math. Your strength is not lying in your English. So what you need to do is cultivate that. That's a strength for you because not everybody can do math as well as you. If you're not cultivating your strengths, start looking about what you're good at. Then this is a separate way. If you already have passion, you know what you got to do. You know if you're good at something and you're passionate, you're running in that, that's good, that's wonderful. But if you got to find a narrow, and you got to start to narrow down how you're going to find your purpose in life, this is another way you could do it. Start going through your strengths. Start really, really dissecting what your strengths are. And Greg is going to have a good little thing here about what makes somebody the strength. Just an example of a strength is about Lawrence Taylor on his strengths and about his a long time ago with him being a team.
Well, one of the things that comes to mind when you're dealing with someone's strength, and I'm going to be not too long with him for time purposes, but Lawrence Taylor was an individual who actually translated the game of American football for those people who live outside the country who view this on the various different medias. Lawrence Taylor was an individual who there's a position in American football called the linebacker. He revolutionized what the linebacker does. To this very day, you have people who have made millions upon millions of dollars who can thank this man as the forerunner because there were linebackers before Lawrence Taylor. There are people who played the game before he joined football overtime, but one of the things that his drive was just so enormous was that, and that extraordinary thing that Cheryl alluded to of not being average, he pushed himself. He pushed himself.
When he didn't win a game.
Put it like this. Even though he won two Super Bowls, there was a time that he was suspended for a league for a year because of drugs. And during that time, he had to reassess himself. And he had to grow, and he had to see the pitfalls and the challenges and the things that he was doing, even though some of those things he was still doing greatly, but he understood there was a cost behind it. So after that suspension, and he came back, you're talking about one of the very few people, I think he may still only be the only defensive player. No, there's a thing, one other. To be MVP of the league, that's how dominant this man was. He changed the game. But his strength lied was that he had an indomitable drive, and he took the failures of his life, of his upbringing and things of that nature, and he turned that thing around, took it to college in North Carolina, became a Hall of Famer, and the same way that he has that indomitable drive, we all have an indomitable drive. Some of us suppress it, and that's why we stay average. Some of us let it loose. But if you let it loose too crazy, like as Lawrence from the example of Lawrence Taylor, you can do it to the point where now you over abuse the talent because now you let the whole Pandora's box out. But there is an area, there is a vibration, there is a way that you can navigate. Whereas you do not need to be average, and you do not have to take it to a level where you're going overboard. But there is a way that you can just situate yourself. And allow that passion, allow that dream, allow that confidence to mix in with your goals, and you allow yourself to take it to the next step.
So what happens with Lawrence Taylor, what he did was when he lost the game, he went right back and just saying, how can I strategize to get to the point, get to that quarterback? How can I strategize to do that? How to make my game better? So what the example is of finding your strength is, how he operated in his strength was to improve on his already strength of being a great linebacker. So he went back and said, okay, I'm not getting to the quarterback. My job is to get to the quarterback. How do I get to that quarterback? How do I get to that quarterback? He kept going, and he started going over and over, different strategies to go back and say, how do I get to that quarterback? And that's the thing that you got to strive to. Because the difference is if I was to go on the field right now, I'll be working in my weakness. Because I am no Lawrence Taylor. I am not that. That is not my mm-hmm. thing. And no practice in the world is going to make me good at football. That is not. It would be just crazy for me to go and go on there and start practicing four or five times out of the week to be a football player. It's just ridiculous for me to do that. So why do that? The strength that he knew where he was supposed to be in life. His purpose was to be a football player. And he knew in order for him to be the greatest, one of the greatest football players, is that he had to make sure that he did what he needed to do in order to get where he needed to be in life. And that was practice your strengths, do what you need to do to move yourself into finding your purpose in life.
Well, that was parts 3 and 4 of the 10 ways to define what success is to you. And right now, Cheryl's going to give her motivational moment of the week.
Well, my motivational moment of the week will be determination. Determination. There's something about determination. Determination is something that I think that comes from being resilient. And you have to, there's certain circumstances that come in your life that will deter you from doing the things that you know that you're born to do. So what is it that you're born to do? Determination will get you there. You have to be determined. You have to get through, just like the Lawrence Taylor, what we talked about today. He has to get to that any means necessary. And if you know with a quarterback, there's a line that's protecting the quarterback. You have to be determined to get to that quarterback to get the ball. My thing is what are you determined to do today? What is stopping you from doing? What's your roadblock? Who cares if there's 9 guys lined up there? Who cares? Push your way through.
Mm.
Determination is pushing your way through things that you didn't think that could happen to you. Where I was born in the inner city in the Bronx with a single parent. We were both born to single parents. Well, we were raised by single parents. We came through things that drug infested. People talked about us, struggles that we had to overcome. I was determined to live a better life than I was raised in. And today I can tell you, I have not reached, because this is the thing that I wanted to say in here about expansion, having the expansion plan to always grow. Have a plan of expansion to always be determined to be able to ever learn it student of life and be able to be determined to make your dreams happen for you and your family.
My motivational moment for today likens to the fact, because on the day of this taping was 18th year anniversary of, I'm a person, I love hip hop. I was raised in hip hop, and it's the anniversary of something that occurred that was kind of, you know, that pulls people away, was the Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G. This is the anniversary of his death 18 years ago. And it's just mind-boggling that when he had died, we had just purchased our first home. We were just new homeowners, and we were figuring out. But one of the songs that I always fell in love with that Biggie did was The Sky's the Limit. Even though I know the vibration is a little bit higher, that the universe is the limit. But just to hear that the song, and the reason why I would say that as a motivational moment to you is that I want you to understand that there's no limit to what you can do. There's no limit. If you are truly engorged by your passion, there's no limit. There's entrepreneurs there. There are success stories that you can seek out. And it's not, and as Cheryl stated, it's not about being a copycat. But you can sit there like how a Napoleon Hill did and just sought out, you know, different individuals. How did you become successful? Not for me just to copy. I just want to hear what was within you that you said that I wasn't just staying here, but I was going to go here. And then when you got here, why did you want to go here? And when you got here, why did you want to go there and there and there? And that's why we want to express to you my motivational moment is about don't set limits for yourself. And I said a wise person understands. If you know you're not good at a particular thing, find someone who is. Satisfy your weakness by finding someone who turns that your weakness into a strength. Especially if you're an entrepreneur. And that's why at times, as you may have heard when I went through that litany of lists, especially when you first become an entrepreneur, that you're the jack of all trades. But as you start to grow and evolve, you start to understand that certain things you got to start pushing away. It's not pushing away because, oh, I need control and I need to know what's going on. You're pushing it away because now that's freeing you to stay part of the overall plan. If someone's going to... Nothing that's going to live and be vibrant is going to last with one person trying to do everything. And you see these multinational corporations, they're talking about this one's a vice president of Europe, this one's a vice president of Asia, this one got the Americas, this one got this and that. You thought one person could do all that? No, you start delegating. But that delegation starts within you by realizing that don't set limits. Take your passion. Allow your goals to be realized by not setting limits. I even deal with my youngest child when it comes to a particular exercise acumen that I'm working with him, and every day I'm on him. How many sets did you do? Okay, after 2 days, we're not going to plateau. Let's go to the next set. You're going to add another set on top of it. Oh, it may hurt. It may burn. It's a, yes, that's good. Because the burn means that means you're doing something. That means you're starting to feel your temple starting to get realigned. But you don't set a limit on what you can do. But as always, I love spending this time with you. I'm sitting next to a sexy, foxy lady who allows me to pull her hair sometimes. Hey. But we are very happy and very blessed to know that we have this opportunity to share with you once a week. To, you know, just to, well, as we're helping you, we're helping ourselves as too, because as you share information, the vibration engrosses you, it envelops you, it allows you to say what you're sharing, you're becoming, and what you're becoming, that means you're growing. If you're growing, that means you're aspiring. If you're aspiring, that means you will have the ability to inspire one day. So as usual, you have the ability to link up with us on Facebook.com, the Cup Motivators page. Go like the page, go like the page, go like the page. GregandCherylClark.com is coming forthwith from the parameters that we saw and we already approved color schemes. It's going to look beautiful, beautiful. And I won't take up all the time with these last couple of minutes. Let me throw it back to Cheryl.
Well, I just want to say thank you for joining us. You could have been someplace else tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you so much and want you to come back and join us next week, Monday. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And please come back with any questions. If you have any questions for us, you can reach us at thecouplemotivators@gmail.com. And you can reach us there with any questions, any comments, or anything that you would like to for us to see if you know the topic that we haven't covered and you would like it at a later date. Also, if you are a couple and you think that you have want to join the link with us, you can also hit us on the Facebook page or you can email us at couplesmotivators@gmail.com. And once again, we thank you so much for joining us. Peace and blessings to you all.
A. And as usual, we have the ability to love the fact that you have, as Cheryl stated, that you've taken the time to spend a little bit of your day with us. And so until next time, until next session, peace, breathe life daily, make choices, and don't have any excuses. Mwah.
God bless. Turn off the phone.